Chapter 11. Safe Driving. A driver's manual cannot teach you how to operate a motor vehicle, but it can provide you with the necessary tools for learning the rules of the road and help you understand the importance of becoming a safe driver. Being a safe driver depends on you being alert to your surroundings. Driving requires skill which can be gained through hours of instruction and practice. This section will provide you with safe driving tips before starting on a trip. Operating the motor vehicle. Seat belt buckle up before you start up. Your safety belt should be fastened before the engine is started. Drivers should check the safety belt to ensure proper use. Follow these tips. Wear a diagonal belt across the upper chest. Drivers often complain that this strap is uncomfortable, and they sometimes slip this behind their backs. However, when you do this, the belt's ability to protect you from injury is decreased. Seat belts are designed to distribute force upon two areas of the body. Without this diagonal strap in place, this is impossible. If the strap is uncomfortable for you or your children, purchase a padded seat belt cover. Adjust the lower strap so it fits across the upper thighs and not the abdominal region. This belt is designed to distribute force to the pelvic area and needs to sit properly on the upper thigh to accomplish this goal. Sit up straight in your seat. Slouching or leaning in the seat can cause the seat belt to rest improperly on the body. By sitting all the way back in the seat, the belts will sit on the correct areas of the body. Maneuver the position of the seat itself. The farther a driver is sitting from the dashboard, typically the safer he is in the case of a collision. Move the handle or knob on the side of your seat to move the seat forward, backward, upward or downward, so it is a comfortable distance from the steering wheel. This will allow you to see well out of all windows. Check that the seat belts are not twisted. The belts should lie flat across your upper chest and your upper thigh areas. If the belts become twisted, the pressure that would occur in a collision has less surface area on which to be distributed. Click the seat belt latch into place by sliding the metal end of the belt into the latching device. You should hear a click. Test the belt by tugging on it. If the belt doesn't come unlatched, the seat belt is secure. Don't be a dummy, wear your seat belt. Starting the engine, be familiar with your vehicle. Use the owner's manual to become familiar with basic operations. This manual can provide you with the best startup information for the type of vehicle you are driving. Vehicles can have different startup procedures depending on whether or not it has an electronic ignition and depending on the type of transmission. Always make sure your parking brake is set before starting the engine. If the vehicle has a manual transmission, make sure it's not in gear, although you may have to press in the clutch. Automatic transmission should remain in park before the vehicle will start. Acceleration. Pressing the gas pedal should be pressed slowly and smoothly. Depressing the gas pedal too fast can cause the drive wheels to spin or cause your vehicle to slide, especially if the pavement is wet. Drivers with manual transmissions need practice with the clutch and accelerator to avoid stalling the engine when shifting gears or over-accelerating the engine. Steering the vehicle, drivers should use a proper grip on the steering wheel. Hands should be placed on opposite sides of the steering wheel. By placing the hands on opposite sides of the wheel, the driver will be more comfortable and it will allow you to make turns without taking your hands off the wheel. Scan the road ahead. Look for traffic situations where you will need to change direction before it's too late. Looking ahead will allow time to steer smoothly and safely. When executing a sharp turn, such as around corners of an intersection, use the hand-over-hand technique to control the steering wheel. Do not turn the wheel in the palm of the hand. When you complete a turn, return the steering wheel to the appropriate position in the direction the vehicle should be moving. Monitor vehicle speed. Be familiar with speed limits and adjust your speed according to the driving conditions. Always obey speed limit signs. Check your speedometer often to ensure you are within the speed limit. Stopping. Be alert when driving your vehicle and be prepared to stop. You may have to stop suddenly. Stopping suddenly is dangerous and indicates a driver who is not paying attention. Braking quickly can cause your vehicle to skid and cause you to lose control. Losing control of your vehicle can make it difficult for others to avoid hitting your vehicle. Try to avoid sudden stops. Scan the road ahead. Slowing down or changing lanes will help to avoid sudden stopping and allow more time to safely stop.